ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Lesson Lori's Story 8 How to Talk About the Weather. My name is Eric and I am with Naomi Sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Naomi Sensei, Lori went through customs without a scratch.
Hi.
And she met Mr. Mizuki at the airport and she already went to her apartment. She likes it. It's all right. And what's going on today?
今日は it seems like she's meeting a new person.
That's good.It's always good to meet some new people.
Hi.
Okay, so let's see what she has to say. Let's listen in.
おはようございます。
あ、おはようございます。
蒸し暑いですね。
蒸し、あ、暑い。蒸し、蒸し？
あ、とても。暑いですね。
あ、はいはい。わかります。わかります。とても暑いですね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
おはようございます。
あ、おはようございます。
蒸し暑いですね。
蒸し、あ、暑い。蒸し、蒸し。
あ、とても暑いですね。
あ、はい、はい。わかります。わかります。とても暑いですね。
今度は英語が入ります。
おはようございます。
Good morning.
あ、おはようございます。
あ、Good morning.
蒸し暑いですね。
It's humid, isn't it?
蒸し、あ、暑い。蒸し、蒸し？
Humid? Humid?
あ、とても暑いですね。
I mean, very hot.
あ、はいはい。わかります。わかります。とても暑いですね。
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah. It's very hot.
Wow. It's actually really mushi atsui today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very mushi atsui.
It's out of control. And mushi atsui doesn't mean the bugs are hot around here, right?
Steaming hot.
Steaming hot. Steaming hot meaning it's super humid. I swear, I've been walking around with a scuba tank these days. I don't think that Lori handled it well.
そうですね。She could have said, 蒸し暑いは何ですか?
Yeah, like she totally, she got stuck on the word 蒸し and she got caught up in it. And then the person was like, oh man, this girl causing me too much trouble. So she skipped it and she just said, oh, it's hot. And then Lori missed out on learning what 蒸し暑い meant. She probably thinks now that 蒸し means very.
Ah, そうね。
She's probably going to come in one day and say, hey, it's 蒸し寒い。
I actually had that kind of student.
Really?
When I taught mushi atsui in a lesson, and the very next day, he came up to me and said, Sensei, mushi samui desu ne.
What?
Like, okay, mushi doesn't mean very. Mushi means steaming.
Right, right. It's steam. It's literally like steaming hot. So, watch out. And if you don't know words that are basically combinations of other words, just stick to the whole word and don't flip out like Lori did. So anyway, on to the vocab. Okay, what's the first word today? Is it a word or a phrase?
Phrase.
Okay, our first word is a phrase. What is it?
おはようございます。
Good morning.
おはようございます。おはようございます。
Rise and shine. Okay, what's our next word?
蒸し暑い。
Humid. Steaming hot.
蒸し暑い。蒸し暑い。
The next word is?
とても。
Very.
とても。とても。
The next word is?
わかります。
to understand in the masu form.
Wakarimasu. Wakarimasu.
The next word is?
Atsui.
Hot.
Atsui. Atsui.
The next word is?
Elevator.
Elevator. Lift.
Elevator.
The next word is?
Mushi.
Insect.
Mushi. Mushi.
All right, that's a short set of words. Remember, when you're learning these words, learn the intonation as well. Learn how to pronounce these words. Sometimes it'll really save you. Let's learn how to use some of these words. Take a closer look. What's the first phrase that's very applicable to today's weather, Naomi-sensei?
とても暑いですね.
Yeah, it is really hot, isn't it? Let's break it down, word by word.
とても.
Very.
暑い.
Hot, warm.
です.
Copula.
ね.
Isn't it?
とても暑いですね.
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be hot. You can use this phrase and stick whatever adjective you want in there. For example, if it was super cold today, what would you say?
Cold is 寒い. とても寒いですね.
What if today wasn't that hot and it was just a little warm? And it's like the perfect spring warm.
暖かい.
That's warm.
とても暖かいですね.
What if, you know, the leaves are already turning purple and yellow and brown and all that? You're a little chilly, a little cool. And you're thinking you might want to put on another layer.
涼しい.
Cool or chilly.
とても涼しいですね.
You know, this is not a one-sided conversation. Someone says, oh, it's very hot or it's very cold, it's very warm. And you have to respond, right? You can't just nod your head. Oh, you could, but then people might think you're a freak. So how would you respond? Naomi-sensei, とても暑いですね.
そうですね.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
そうですね.
That's right. That's probably one of the most often used phrases in Japanese, right? そうですね.
そうですね.
That's right. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what's today's grammar point?
Greetings.
Greetings.
In the morning.
In the morning. What type of greetings do we have in the morning?
おはようございます.
Good morning. And that's not the only way to say good morning, is it?
You can say ohayou to your friends.
To your friends, all right. Yeah, and who would you say ohayou gozaimasu to?
To elder people or your boss.
Or strangers?
Strangers,
people
yes.
You don't know, right? Ohayou, is that a word just that means good morning? Because, you know, in English, good morning is like good and morning.
Ah, it doesn't mean good and morning. It means just early.
That's right. It just means it's a very classical old way of saying it is early.
Yes.
That's right. I mean, I know this is a newbie series and, you know, you're just starting out. But if some of you guys are going to get into this really hardcore, one day you're going to learn about the construction of how to make these really old classical. Yeah, you're going to learn the conjugation for this. So, hey, stick around. You got many fun things to come. But, you know, I have one beef with Ohayou gozaimasu, Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
You know what that is? Okay, I'm in some clubs at school. All right, I play music and all that stuff. And I get there and it's, you know, 5:30, 6 in the afternoon. It's kind of late. And everybody says, Ohayou gozaimasu. What is it? Tell me, please.
I see you for the first time in a day.
Okay, so that's the first time we met that day. So you could say it any time of the day.
Even in the evening.
Does it have to be related to club activities? You know, we have an event and it starts at a certain time and we have to get together with people that are part of the club. And they all say, Ohayou gozaimasu. But like when I'm walking down the street, or I'm going to class and I see somebody for the first time that day, they don't say Ohayou gozaimasu. They just say, hey, or, you know, konnichiwa, or yo.
When I start late at Japanese Pod 101, I still use Ohayou gozaimasu to everybody.
Because that's the first time you saw them. Okay, so everyone, keep that in mind. You don't have to use it that way. But, you know, if you happen to do something at, you know, even at night and you get there and everyone says Ohayou gozaimasu to you, don't be there scratching your head, standing there for 10 minutes. It just means that this is the first time that they saw you and hello. It's early. Why don't we give some examples, all right? Between friends, between you and me, Naomi-sensei. So, it's morning. It's 6 in the morning.
Ohayou, Eric.
Ohayou, Naomi. All right, now we're co-workers. Co-workers at JapanesePod101.com, okay? So, we just got into the office. It's 5 in the morning.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Eric-san.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Naomi-san. All right, I'm a student and you're my teacher. Ohayou gozaimasu, sensei.
Ah, ohayou.
You can clearly see the class structure there, all the differences between the people. All right, so you guys are all newbies here, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that you still don't know. There's more things you don't know than you do know, but hey, sometimes when you do know something, it's good to tell people that you know. So how do you say, yeah, yeah, I know, in Japanese?
わかります。
わかります。So that's the verb, わかる, the masu form, right?
はい。
It's polite. It literally means to understand. So when you understand something, when you know, when you're affirming. So Lori, after she got all confused and she finally learned that mushiatsui meant hot, she said,
わかります。わかります。
I got it. I understand. And what happens if she would have said, わかる、わかる? Because that's the base verb of this word, right?
Right. Since Shizuka is still a stranger to Lori, she used the polite form instead of casual form.
That's right. So the more polite way is the masu form, right?
Hai.
So, you know, for strangers or people you don't know, it's always better to use the masu form of any word.
And masu form is easy to learn.
Yeah, it's really easy. We're going to talk about that in a future lesson, so you guys stick around, okay? But as I just said earlier, there's a lot of stuff that you don't know, and sometimes you just need to tell people, hey, I don't know.
So
how would you turn wakaru, which is I understand the positive, into a negative I don't know?
Just put masen instead of mas.
So all you have to do is change that mas to masen.
わかりません.
わかりません. It means I don't know. I don't understand. So how would you ask? You get it? Do you understand?
わかりますか? Just add ka.
You put that ka, the sentence particle, right?
はい.
And then my usual reply, わかりません. So yeah, Japanese people use this word all the time. They like to tell you what they know and what they don't know. So use this. Use this a lot. If you don't know something, just say わかりません. All right, just say it straight out and people will teach you. That's the best way to learn, by the way. So why don't we practice some of these?
Hi.
I'll tell you how much I don't know. So, Naomi-sensei, it's morning. You met your Japanese boss on the street. You would say,
おはようございます.
And then you would ask him where he's going. No, just kidding.
どこ行くんですか?
Aren't you going to the office? What are you doing on the street? No, but anyway, that day it's really hot. It's very hot. So then you would say,
ああ、蒸し暑いですね.
And then your boss would say, and he'd probably say, そうですね. And then your boss speaks to you in Japanese, but he talks too fast. Naomi-sensei, what would you do?
すみません、わかりません。ゆっくりお願いします。
I'm sorry, I just don't understand. Please speak slowly. Naomi-sensei, you should listen to JapanesePod101.com.
Oh yeah, I will.
Check it out. Alright, so it's almost time for me to get to my club activity where everyone's gonna definitely tell me Ohayou gozaimasu. But before I go, let me tell you about the word bank on JapanesePod101.com. How it works is that you could pick words from lessons or the dictionary and place them into your custom-made list that you can use to review over and over until you've mastered all of them. And I think it's a good time for you to start, you know, filling up your word bank. We've learned tons of words so far, and go ahead and master them. Alright, I'll see you guys later.
じゃあまた!
おはようございます。あ、おはようございます。蒸し暑いですね。蒸し、暑い。蒸し、蒸し。あ、とても暑いですね。
あ、はいはい。わかります。とても暑いですね。